A lot of times they give off an attitude, I Irish is a midah of shtoitzu, which is why a woman is exemplary in Yofi, and that's why the Teferis was describes that midah of Labrios. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created things in the world, when he created things that are tov, but he also created things to be mezgalah to people. He wants to be megala the teich of the world to people. So it's just like Torah, even though it has all the nistaris of the world, but it's a sefer that's megala the nistaris. It gives a person a kli to megala, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. And that's why Tiferes is matan Torah, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all that was hidden in the world and shtel it to people. The same thing also, Tiferes and Menabrius is when the Dvarim Tevim that the person does, Beinoy Le Beimok, La Mokam, or the Bechal, the Tevim that he does, is megala itself to people as Tev. That's that is the central reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is to be megala the world. And B'meila, if something is lacking in the midah of being megala to other people, it's not good. There's once heard a part from Biskarov. It says Dvash v'chol of tachas l'sheinich. It says if Torah is like Dvash, so it'd be megala. If it's not, kvoishet to tachas l'sheinich, I think Rosh is, keep it within you. So the Biskarov asked, are we talking about a shtickle Torah that's emes? So what do I care if people like it or not? If I'm talking about a shtickle Torah that's not emes, then even if it's nice, it doesn't, a pretty shtickle Torah is not, if it's sheker, is not Torah. So the Rav said, it's talking about a shtickle Torah that's emes. But it is dark and kvodesh on Torah, that if something is not miskabel aleva shemea, you shouldn't be megalit. To say something which is Torah that has no recipient in the Shemaya is being mezalzel on the Torah. B'meila, you ought not to speak it, say it, and so on and so forth. Okay, so that is the Teferis, his first pshat. Gam yesh leimah, a second pshat. And then he said, Teferis leminoda means the Afka person, certainly if a guy in the park thinks that sitting over shtend all day learning is not teferis, so he thinks playing ball is more teferis. You certainly have no chiyuv to shlomo tzu that way, but it has to be something that to the person who is of the right darga, you're shtelling tzu, you're presenting something that has in itself that tzius of it of gilui of the teichin of teir. And that's right, I think we spoke a lot of times about that's the mile of yefi in the teir when it speaks about rachel, when it speaks about so on. That's all part of that package of teferis. You find it lamashal in the Torah in a slightly different usage. Hispoer olai. When Moshe called Paro, hispoer olai. You can get a sense of my gadlus or emes in the fact that whenever you want, I'm going to be able to stop it and so on. So any gilui to another person. Pair is, pair is the right word for it. Gam yesh leimah, ki kol derech ish zach beine atzmoi. Lefikach im omar kol sifas ha'yser, ha'yimash mishi ha'derech mefuhl la'atzmoi shal oise. Ve'y kol derech ish yosha be'enov. Lefikach tzashi mefuhl min ha'adam. So this is another second nekuda. Let me start to a different maimer of the Maral. The Maral says someplace why al pishnayim edim yokum dava, why two edim. So I mean the Achronim speak about whether it's because a person is chash of lying or a person is imagining things. So there's always the shaila. So two is a little bit better than one. Three would be better than two. Four would be better than three. You can also ask if you take two guys that are really not knappe hidden, and the one is God Lador. The lot of the understanding of a person lies is an understanding that lends itself to shiurim, because there's no real shas chilek between 1 and 2. So the Maral says a following knach. He says like this. He says, I'm adding a little bit, but the teichin is definitely what he means. Let's say I tell somebody I see an apple. The only truth in that statement is that my brain sees, that my brain feels an apple. It could be my eyes are worn, it says somehow with my eyes. It could be my glasses have an apple painted on it. It could be that my brain has a unique nature, something wrong, that sees something as an apple. You take a colorblind person, he will swear through their eyes that this is gray and it's nothing else. And he's right. That's at the end of the day, every single perception of any human being is subjective. Because all I can say is my brain has processed this color as brown. I have seen Reuven, my brain has processed a scene of Reuven killing Shimon. So, whenever I have two different people saying the same thing, so Bal Karchoch, there's an objective reality that the two separate sensations are now intersect at that and see the same thing. Now, you'll also ask me, it could be both their apples that have, both their eyeglasses have apples on it. It's also true. But the word is, I mean, all human brains have certain connection. But the very fact when two people talk together about an event, they're talking about an objective reality. One of the big machlokes in psychology, in philosophy, Betzim, has always been, you know, whether the amount that a person's brain himself affects. I mean, is every reality that we have just our personal hagasha? And the answer is the fact that two of us can talk about the same thing. We can both talk about apples, and we can both talk about cars, we could both talk about fast. The idea of going fast is a concept we can both talk about and pretty much have a similar deher in it. Tells me that there's an objective reality and each one of us is tapping into it with our small individual connection. But the two people, so the Maral says, al pishnayim edim yokum dava, things receive a certain mitzias, a certain kiyum through shnayim. The difference between shnayim and echod in this case is infinite. It's not the pshat two are less likely to say lie than one. Two people, the testimony of two people is, when I'm a kabbal testimony of two people, I'm a kabbal testimony about an objective mitzias. When I'm a kabbal the testimony of one person, I am a kabbal of subjective hargasha. That's the difference in the two. That's what Maral says. Lemaisa, there is no every person's endowed with a das to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make decisions about right and wrong. And that is part of a person. And that's why he has a tzur sadim, and that's why he's aymit fatin and schas havainish. That's why the Rishonim say that the Mashalanshi Stoim and so on were nidon for punishment, because even though they didn't know yet, even though it was no Torah or whatever, but things that are solidly, a person has a solid hakara that it's ra, yimachuyev, even if he didn't have a navi tell you. That is what many Rishayim say over there. So lemaisa, the human mind to some degree can understand the basic tenets of ra and taiv and so on. Meidach gisa, every single seichel has its own separate connection with not every seichel is never 100% right, because the fact that it's individual seichel, the fact that it has its separate connection, means that it has its own nitiyas. So when you take two people and you ask them, which is a minimum of a business too, except that we don't want a business shock, we take a third. So the chances are they work each other out in a way where they eliminate each other's problems. You say the tzara shoveh to a seichel, they'll both have. The problems are individual, and they will be and they will eliminate each other. There's a klal of computers when you give something to type to people. So there are two ways in which you can try to eliminate mistakes. One way is you give it to a typist, then you give it to a proofreader. There's a simpler way. You give it to two people to type, and you ask the computer to compare the two texts. Now, let's say a computer makes a mistake of, let's say not a computer, a typist makes a mistake of 1 in 1,000 characters. So 1 in 1,000 characters, as a dogma, is in a book would work out to be quite a few mistakes, and mistakes can be very embarrassing. But if you give it to two typists, the chance that the same 1,000 characters the other person did, you're going to multiply now 1,000 by 1,000. The chance that on those, the other person also made the mistake is going to be, it's going to be an erech smaller. And, you know, whenever you have two days, you assume that the nekuda of toiv, they're both going to be equal on, and each individual quirks, it's going to fall out. I read recently that if you ask a group of people evaluations about something, you ask a group of people how many train stops do you think Northern Line has? Obviously without giving the person a chance to count, just but through a haracha, the more people you ask, the average will come closer to the average. Because the same thing, you say that the basic haracha, the basic evaluation tends to be common people, and the differences tend to work out. This is also, by the way, the reason why you have an inyan in halacha. People, you'll find a lot of times psakim in the following nature. We have a very difficult shaila unakunas, and a rav will write back. So, cynical people say because they're afraid that there'll be a kolkari or something like that, but it's not true. A person has to say, if I'm dealing with an extremely, extremely difficult issue, the consequences of an HSH or you know, a person who's dying and you have to make some decision, and saimitzad, the delicateness in deciding it, which not that it's not so klar, a person has to take it into account. My brain has its quirks. I have my flaws. And when I have a lot of people, working, the chances that two other people make the same mistake I'm making is almost nil, and then we can be confident about it. I don't have a problem if other people argue with me, but at least I'm not making a mistake. If two other deists are mitzaref with me, I know that I have a certain das emes. And on a person that I was once involved in some sort of public union, and many, many years ago, I was not in Israel yet, and Rev Shach, and somebody, they wanted to bring in an Adam Choshev into the picture. Stop, it was like something kavua. And this person demanded that he be the das yachid. He was a choshev person, much more choshev than the few other people that we were, the three or four of us. He was much older, much more choshev. But his tnai was that he be the only day. He'll listen to everybody and fine, but a das is. And Rav Shach was very involved. It was an Indian. Rav Shach was very involved in. And Rav Shach nixed it completely. And he said, it says, Ein dan yachid el yichid shel oylam. All that kind of shabbat can be done, yachid. And Rav Shach told me, I myself have made quite a few mistakes in my life. There's no such thing as a person who doesn't make mistakes. And he told me I will not be party to anything that has a das yachid as the final say. It was interesting. He himself, Rav Shach himself, had different times when he was very strong about something. And if he had strong opposition, he backed off. you would say, I haven't changed my mind, but I'm not going to act upon it. I know two or three cases like that where he wanted to, he was very, very strongly, he had a very strong opinion about something, and people argued vehemently against him, and, you know, to say something to him. And he backed off and he said, I don't have the strength to go against, and, you know, the internal sense of Emerson. I still think I'm right, but I'm not, I can't go public with it. Okay, I'll go pardon him. So therefore, a person needs to find other people to help make sure that it's Yashik. So that's about Adam. Shehoyezem Masha Shekol Derech Hashem Shapchoyz Ibn Adam Yasa Bishul Sifar Oisei Shekachoy Mashma. And that's one of the reasons also that Chagav, Klal Yisrael has in its history many, many Chashma people that were Yechidim. Very few of them have made it to the top of the list. It was the Vilna Goyen, the Chazon Ish, that's it. There were a lot of other people that they become forgotten over the diarist because the people that were loners, wherever they had their own connection, they were, it's strange, and it's a supreme godless of the Goyen and the later there is the Chazon Ish that they were Yechidim and the Yashus kept them all the way. It's extraordinary because most people have some quirks that need to have other people's opinions to kind of put it in line. If he would have said it would have sounded like it's good to do things where people acknowledge you and mishabech you. In other words, the Tana is trying very hard to word it in a way. It's not because other people say, ah, you're great for doing this, that's why you should do it. So if a person has a shayla, if he should, I don't know, if he should fast, or face bahab, and everybody, he knows that when you face bahab, everybody says, ah, this is a gvaldik, tzaddik, and it's great, so on and so forth, or face bahab. That's wrong. But let's say himself was down in it, and he decided that, you know, I think I should face bahab. So if people say, you're showing off, it's weird, it's strange, you're an oibet tzaddik, he should question his own yashus hadas. But if other people seem comfortable with it, then he should do it because it's yasha. In other words, there is a yasha, the person himself that it should determine what's the right thing to do. He needs to have a check for that, and that is what other people think. And that's why, so other people that are mishabeh the yashas, Then you can go with that yashus. But other than that, you're running into a problem. Any questions?
I was just thinking about Gimel Hatyotis, Le'umas HaYachid Mumcha. I was just trying to remember it. If
there
was...
Yeah.
Just trying to remember it. Is did the Rishonim say it's Gimel Hadyeitis B'makim She'ein Yachid Mumcha or the other way around? I'm trying to remember which is like the Lechatchila, that you have the Yachid Mumcha even though he doesn't have the...
It's not like that. In the Torah,
But you still needs to come up with a Pesach or Charata, and we say that... I just want to remember, if the Yachid Mumcha has a Mila over... I think it's Gimel Hadyedis B'makim Shein Yachid Mumcha, that we see sometimes that there is a Mila in having, you know, the Mumcha...
Right, in other words, the fact that Dina Mumcha is Bishleisha, and someone was actually telling me he's a Dayan, and he's been told it a little bit about he said a lot of the problems come up because of it.
And by Nedarim, where Yochid Mumcha is Lechatchila, even though you also need to come up with a Pesach and Charata, it's because the nature of Hataras Nedarim.
In Dine Isser Veheta, a Yochid is fine. You can go and sick, it's not a problem. When it's simple as a Veheta. But when it's a difficult Shaila, a person will be massage somebody. But there's no Chiyuv al Pidin, because Isser Veheta is of a different nature. Isser Veheta is not being Machriya between Stadim. I guess its nature is different than.
Asked Rabbi about the Tiferes that we spoke at the beginning. I just don't hear so good the Tzadah Shoveh between, we spoke at the time about the Spheres. Tiferes being the Achro between Chesed and Gvura.
Right.
How does that tie in Bichlal? Where's the Mifgash between this and the Union of Yofi and Shtelling Tzu?
The other way around. I gave a marshal, I believe. Let's use the Rambam's lashon about the derech hamimutze. So if I can push myself on a tiny tzibur, I don't eat any meat. If I were to push myself to I could probably put down, I don't know, 4 pieces of meat, let's say. So derech hamimutze is not 2 pieces of meat. If let's say hot water, scalding water is 100 degrees centigrade, and ice water 0 degrees, 50 is not lukewarm. Mimutza is that you take neither of the extremes for themselves. Let's say go back to first mashal. Starvation and gluttony are both not kaveya, the person's achila. What's kaveya, the person's achila, is strachim. Neither hot water nor cold water is good. It's water that fits my pleasure, my senses. So I need to take enough hot water, enough cold water, to make it pleasant to me. It could be the water will be 80 degrees, and that's pleasant for me. Same thing that's in a classroom. You tell somebody, you know, there's being tough and there's being nice, and you have to use both. It doesn't mean that Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursdays you're nice, and Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays you mean. That's not. It means you don't sue to tell me them. You don't take one and hug and go with it. You ask yourself, what does the approach of the Talmud need now? So Tiferes as a mizuk, it's the mizuk meaning it takes both of them as elements and combines them in a way that fits the tachlis. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Good.
Good job. Good job.